Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, lots going on. 4 o'clock, we will do one of our annual Michigan State press conferences where I answer questions. I'm super bummed that this game means really nothing this year. I mean, you're not winning the Big Ten. We're not winning the Big Ten. I don't remember a game outside of 2012 where it felt like this, where neither team had a shot at anything when we played. It comes late in the year. We both have multiple conference losses. I know my team is a tire fire. It sucks. It really sucks. But we'll try to mix some of it in.
Yeah, start getting the questions in. Anything Michigan State related, text them in, 97136. We're talking about game itself, questions about the coaches, anything Michigan State related, get your questions in.
Let's go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, B?
Oh, hey, Mike. Sorry about Leo, man.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
My mom had a dog, Maggie, and it was kind of a family dog, but still my dog, I've always felt, and we had to put her down just a year and a half ago.
It's the worst. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Horrible. Okay, so if I'm a Lions fan, which I'm not, I will say to all the Lions fans, you should not want this to happen because you want to put yourself in the QB mix for the 2020 class. Mike, there's so many good quarterbacks coming out in this college draft. All Kaepernick's going to do this year, Mike, is up your win total, maybe put you out of the fifth pick to the 12th pick or something with a couple more wins that are not going to mean anything this year. It's stupid.
I don't disagree, Brian, but here's the problem. I think stupid is the people running the Lions organization. They're going to attempt – well, here's what they'll do. They're going to let Stafford force his way back in the lineup.
Also stupid.
Oh, no, Brian, I know. What I'm saying is if I'm committed to not playing Stafford,
right.
But I know Stafford's my QB next year, and I know being in the QB mix doesn't matter. Not me. I'm saying the Lions. Then signing Kaepernick is absolutely the move. Mm. Now, you and I are on the same wavelength. I don't want to commit to anything. I'm going to fire my GM and coach. I'm going to protect my quarterback asset, but I will develop a guy here, and maybe I don't have to commit. Maybe I can go a different direction. But, Brian, you know what I know. Stafford's going to be here forever. This organization's going to bring back the GM and coach, and they wouldn't. They could have the number two pick in the draft. They won't take Joe Burrow. You know they won't. Yeah. You know they won't. They won't do what a good team like Kansas City does, where they got Alex Smith, but they still have the foresight to go, hey, this kid's a superstar. I'm taking him. The stories about Andy Reid bringing in the game tape to show Hunt, the owner, and go, look, you need to see this because I need you on board with what I'm about to do. That doesn't happen here.
Well, one thing you've taught me about professional sports athletes, Mike, and I live by this, I always remember when you said it, you don't go north of 30, and it's always a risky way to go with any athlete your team decides to pick up on. So, I mean, I'd rather go younger, to be honest.
And Brian, I agree with you, but they're – okay, and understand, I agree. They're not drafting a quarterback. They never will. So I can have an older backup. Cap being 32 doesn't bother me. Because they're not going to invest. When you draft quarterbacks in the second round, the third round, the fourth round, the sixth round, you're wasting picks. Go look. I did this. We did a show on it before. Take a decade of quarterbacks picked outside of the first round and then find me the hit rate on that. It's awful. You either take the QB up high or you don't take one at all. That's it. And the Lions aren't going to do it. If it's up to me, I'm running a different deal. I'm forbidding my coaching staff from playing Stafford. I'm also going to draft a quarterback. I'm going to play Stafford for 1 year. I'll trade Stafford in the offseason, next offseason. And then for that reason, no, I wouldn't sign Kaepernick. I'm simply saying following their plan, where you know Stafford's here, you know Stafford will be here forever. I think signing Kaepernick's the move. Because I'm not going to endanger Matthew Stafford the rest of the year, and I don't want to waste time with Driscoll or Blau. Let's go to Dave, 97.1. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
The Kaepernick situation. I got a thought on this and how it actually works out for all the parties involved, but they both have to be on the same page.
Okay.
Everybody knows that Kaepernick, the way that he plays, he's pretty much like a one-lane quarterback. There's not a ton of versatility with him, and it's pretty easy to defend against him. But if you were to sign somebody like Kaepernick, say you sign him for a two-year deal, you let him play out the rest of the year,
yep.
The one caller was worried about you getting too many wins. You ain't getting that many wins because you're going to have to change your entire scheme. This team already can't win with the scheme that's been in place for how long.
Right.
But if you were to give him a chance to show that he's still got something in the tank, you sign him for 2 years at a league minimum, you can now trade him for, say, a third pick, fourth pick, something in the draft. If you get some kind of draft capital back on him, and on top of that, whatever merchandise you're going to make off a jersey sale is damn near going to pay for this guy's salary.
Well, I mean, Dave, just speaking of the on-field stuff, it gives you a legitimate backup to Matthew Stafford. It gives you a plan. And I think it's something where you can cross it off your list of having to go on the open market. And again, I think the NFL's playing a game here. I think the NFL absolutely refuses to sign this guy. They're offering this as kind of a game. It's like a bait and switch. We don't even know what people are going to be at it. They put it on a Saturday, which is silly. They won't move it. So I'd call them on their bluff, but that's where I'm at. If I'm the Lions, I'm not listening to what the rest of the league wants. I haven't won anything.
No, but it's the same thing that could have been said. It's the same argument that I made about Kareem Hunt, that even if you didn't want to play him,
How good did he look last week against Buffalo? Kareem Hunt looked angry and physical and fast and powerful. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to have brought that off the bench in week 11.
Just imagine if the Browns were able to play him before the trade deadline was up.
Yep.
And even if they know their season's in the tank, where you thought that maybe before Joe Mixon would have taken a second-round pick and Kareem Hunt would have taken maybe a fourth-round pick to pick up, if they would have played him before the trade deadline, I bet you could have got.
Agree. Oh, I absolutely agree. And part of the reason I'm interested in watching the game tonight, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a personal vendetta David and I have for each other. The we're going to lose to the Browns drop. My love for Baker, my hatred for Freddie Kitchens. I'm excited to watch Kareem Hunt because Kareem Hunt in his debut, the way they were using him, I think he looked, considering he hadn't played ball all year, he looked great.
No, yeah, it's without question one of the things I'm watching tonight. I want to respond to your thing that you just said about the NFL too as a whole.
Yeah, sure.
Here's how I put this with this workout on Saturday. It's a situation for the NFL to just wash their hands.
Yep.
Okay, hey, Colin, you think you can still play? Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we'll give you a shot.
In an unprecedented move, we're actually, as an NFL, as a league, going to organize a workout, and we're going to send every team there. So
Even though it'll just be interns and people who work the mail room.
But think about it. If Kaepernick doesn't get signed, then the NFL just can throw their hands in the air and say, hey,
we tried.
It's on him. He's
and
not
if he
good
doesn't
anymore.
Show up, hey, we tried, even though it's on a Saturday, even though they won't tell him the list of people attending. Mike, the NFL, you're absolutely right. But my point is, if I'm operating a team like the Lions, I don't care about protocol. The league hates me. The league uses me as their toilet paper. Every time there's an officiating controversy, every time we're the butt of everyone's joke,
yep.
I have a responsibility to my fans. And if what's the league going to do? Throw Martha Ford out?
No.
No. So if you want Kaepernick, you sign him. Now's the time because Stafford's hurt. And, again, as I said to you, I thought it would be a 3-4 week injury from the beginning. I think it's pretty clear he's not playing this week. That would make it two. I don't know why you'd bring him back next week or for Thanksgiving. I don't. The first time you'd be able to bring him back, if you were responsible about it, would be the first week of December. And at that point, there's nothing to play for. You don't risk your guy. So this is the time. It's the perfect fit.
And it would actually be something bold.
What's the issue, David?
I mean, dummies. Oh!
I can't, I
I just can't with that guy.
You better not be talking about me.
No, I'm talking about the caller.
He's talking about your Kareem Hunt take and in the game tonight.
Gosh,
no.
How dare you?
You're upset because I said I'm excited to watch Kareem Hunt tonight.
No, I'm not going to get into it because it, whatever, but.
Just say it. What's the problem?
So an idiot going to call and compare saying Tim Tebow's getting blackballed. He kneeled first. He's what? There was no comparison to what him and Cap did.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, David, you were right.
It's tough to follow that, but I want to point this out about the workout, too, because I think this is important. A lot of people are overlooking this. Now, it was reported that this scheduled workout is in response to the NFL saying that, hey, teams have called us possibly about signing Kaepernick. Think about that for a second. The mere fact that you have teams asking and deferring to the NFL for permission to bring a guy in for workout. Newsflash, you can work out anyone you want at any time you want.
Right.
So the fact that you have teams calling the NFL and saying, hey, we're interested in maybe signing Kaepernick, that should show you that leagues that the teams are deferring to the NFL with this issue.
You just earned yourself a free snack at the bistro.
Well, I'll pass on that.
But. All right. 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.